views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we have our experts from Avalon HR here with us this morning. Chip Wood is here. Stacey Orne is here. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, all things considered. I haven't played a little Milli Vanilli. That was by request, by the way.
Yeah,
Chip's request.
Well, it's the great imposters.
Oh, I didn't know you had an agenda this morning.
Oh, yeah. There's always an agenda. And usually music will always back it up.
So. That's true. You can find a song for just about everything these days.
Yeah, you can.
No doubt.
I was listening to that song over the weekend, and I thought, you know, they were so good to be so fake.
I loved them when they came out.
Actually, the two guys that were doing it were both studio musicians.
They were actually talented.
Yeah,
it's kind of a shame in a way.
Yeah, I mean, you just prop two good-looking guys up there and keep the ugly ones in the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it works.
True.
Tale as old as time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what's happening in the world of Avalon HR these days? We're coming into September. We got a lot going on. And for a lot of folks, beginning of a new year as far as school goes.
Yeah, we're kind of approaching what we call in our industry is the selling season, though now it's pretty much morphed into every day there's something new going on. So it's year round. We're picking up new industries, new businesses. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was to make sure as we go into this, and if you start looking for a payroll company, make sure your payroll company, of course, we'd love for you to call Avalon and have us get involved with your business, but you need to make sure that they're certified, that they have all the credentials to be doing. We are only one of two in this whole town that actually has certification.
Really?
From the IRS.
But there's a lot more HR agencies than that.
There's about seven or eight of them.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and none of them are IRS certified with exception of us and one other.
Oh, my gosh.
And to be IRS certified, we have to go through some stringent audits every year. And that's to protect our clients. And I just always ask myself, and you should ask yourself the question, well, why aren't everybody else doing this? You know, well, number one, it's fairly expensive to do. Number two, it involves working with the IRS very close. And we have our own IRS rep. I don't know many people that want to brag on that. But
I don't know. I think it's a good thing if I've got somebody representing me.
We do, because we can help businesses out that have had some problems. If you've been delinquent, we'll say, on your payroll taxes. And let me tell you something. The IRS will go, I don't want to say go light, but they're fairly lenient when it comes to your personal taxes. If you fudge on your payroll taxes, they will come at you like no tomorrow.
Really?
And because they view that as stealing from your employees. So one of the things that you have to make sure of is that making sure that your PEO that you deal with is certified with the IRS. And we are. And so I'd love to have you call us at 850-475-1555. And I'll be more than happy to talk to you about any of those things and see how we can get you with a PEO that is totally certified in all aspects of the PEO industry.
And PEO stands for?
Professional Employment Organization.
Be careful the acronyms. We have so many acronyms
That's how I knew yesterday. It was funny. I got a phone call, and we're also a member of NAPEO, which is the National Association of PEOs.
Okay.
There's also a FAPEO.
The Florida Association of PEOs.
Okay.
But this young lady was obviously very new to the industry, because she kept spelling out NAPEO very slowly and carefully. And I was like, you've not been doing this long, have you? that's a bit much. But no, you know what she was saying? We do have our own IRS agent. We are certified. Not only is it an expense, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of audit work. I said something to my boss the other day. I couldn't find something in our SharePoint. And I said, hey, I need you to look for this. And he said, what for? And I said, audit. He goes, didn't we just do that? Yeah, we did. But it's time again.
We have to have a continuous cycle.
Okay. Our audit has to be then certified. Our internal audit is certified by an external auditor. So it's a double step process to make sure that, you know, we aren't paying off our auditor.
Right.
We have to have an internal, and then we have to send it out to be externally audited again.
Yep. Wow.
So the auditor is auditing the auditor.
Correct. Wow. It is a lot of work, but, you know, we feel it's worth it because it provides that extra layer of protection to us and to our clients to know that things will be done correctly. There is a mistake, then it's resolved, and everybody is kept good. So, and like you said, we do have a lot of changes. We're coming into September, holiday weekend coming up. Everybody have fun. Be careful. Show back up to work with all your pieces and parts on Tuesday, please.
Mm-hmm. Five toes.
There you go.
On each hand.
I was going to say we're missing some there. Let's add a few in there. We're coming up at the end of September, and this is going to be a hot issue, as it is every year with our clients. Our minimum wage goes up in Florida on September 30th.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was happening now.
It's part of the graduated plan. It's coming up very, very quickly. And why they do it at the end of the month versus the first of the month, I have absolutely no idea. But it will be going up to $14 an hour for hourly workers, for tipped employees. It's going to go to $10.98. Plus tips.
For tipped employees?
Tipped employees. That's in
I remember being a server at about $3 an hour plus tips.
$2.35 an hour plus tips.
Yes, that's what I remember, $2.35.
I remember when it was $2.35.
Yeah, $2.35, yes. I remember that.
My first serving job was $2.35, wow. But it's going up to $10.98, and a lot of our restaurant owners have some real heartburn with that.
Absolutely.
Because that then puts their tipped employees making a pretty substantial wage sometimes. There are people that you can lobby to help with that. It is not us. The Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association is being a big proponent of trying to get that stopped and scaled back. So if you do have some input, those would be the people that you would want to contact and throw in your 2 cents worth. Otherwise, you know, we just kind of have to go with it. We've got one more year of these increases until it tops out at $15 an hour on September 30th, 2026, and then that'll put your tipped wages topping out at $11.98, and then we're done.
Okay.
At least for a while, we're going to hold with that. But, you know, we make sure that's handled properly for those wages in that time period. We're also looking at the big things. You know, we talked before, the tips, they still have to be reported right now. There is a line item credit when you go to file your taxes, much like the child care credit, dependent credit. So until the end of the year, you've still got to report those as wages. That's still taxable income. And people
and
are like,
a lot of people don't understand that.
It gets very confusing.
They don't understand the FICA tip credits that at the end of the year will issue a report to the restaurant.
This is what your employees claimed in tips.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the employer can take that credit dollar for dollar off their taxes.
Okay.
So it helps offset that $10.98 base wage that they're having to pay.
Unfortunately.
But, yes.
unfortunately, most, this is astounding to us, but most CPA, or a lot of CPAs, I don't want to say most. But a lot of CPAs don't even know this credit exists.
Wow.
So I've had them call me up and go, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the FICA tip credit. I don't know anything about this.
Gosh, but that could be a big, huge money saver.
Well, yeah. And then you tell the employer that, and he goes, I don't even know anything about that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So this is why you need someone like Avalon HR who's schooled in all these things. Yeah, all the time.
This is what we do.
Right.
And it's really surprising how many people in the business world yes, you know your widget real well, but you don't know about all these tax credits. WOTC, Work Opportunity Tax Credit. That's employing people that need jobs, that come from a distressed background, we'll say. And you can take tax credits on that.
Wow, okay.
So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there for the business owner, but you need to call us at 850-475-1555 or visit us at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola.
And if you just joined us, we're talking with Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here. Chip is their marketing and VP of sales and marketing. And Stacey Oren is here, who is their HR and benefits manager. If you have a question for them, possibly you're hearing these things and going, what, when, what are those dates again? Just text in a question. 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you.
I really would. And because a lot of these business owners, unfortunately, do not know these things.
Well, how do you keep up when you're running your own business?
You don't.
I mean, to me, it's very, when you run a small business or a nonprofit, and that's why there's lot that you have to keep track of. But these, when y'all come in, every time y'all come in, I think, oh my gosh, there's something else I don't know about, or something else I've got to remember, because it's changing. Now we've got September 30th is changing.
I coined the phrase, you need Avalon, sometime back, just out of an accidental thing. I was telling somebody, well, you need Avalon to handle that. I said, you know, because we do these things. It's a daily thing to us.
Right.
Whereas with you, not meaning you personally, but most businesses do not, they don't even, you know, they're too busy developing their widget or selling their widget or whatever they're doing. And they don't have time to research all these things.
No, of course.
You know, I mean, most people don't even know what 1099s are.
Well, quite frankly, having an agency that can help me with my payroll every week, that in and of itself is worth it.
It's a no-brainer.
And also actually, the HR issues that come
absolutely.
Up.
Oh, absolutely.
And Stacey has her plethora of those.
Yes.
Well, you know, and it is. And a lot of time it's education for the employee and the employer. You know, I think I said a couple of weeks ago, there's a difference in being discriminated against and just having a bad boss.
That's
interesting. And you can have a bad boss but you're not being discriminated against. To file a true discrimination claim, you have to be a member of a protected class, and your rights as that class member have to be violated. You know, just being a crappy boss is not discrimination. I mean, it's unfortunate, absolutely, but it is not discrimination. So a lot of times it's education. A lot of the ones I get calls all the time, the biggest issue in the last couple of years has been attendance. You know, I don't understand. I came to work. Did it really matter that I was 15 minutes late? Yes. Yes, it did. It absolutely did. Well, I only missed 13 days this month. Is that a problem?
That would be a problem for me as an employer. Well, that's a lot.
That is a lot. And it just seems.
Nowadays, people don't.
It seems lost somewhere. It's like,
I wonder why that is. What do you think it is? I mean, you've been in this business a long time.
I don't know exactly. We've just kind of, you know, we've had a lot of changes. I was going to say that. COVID did not help. COVID brought a lot, you know, with everybody being displaced, it was different work rules, different work locations.
Well, the remote aspect of it, I think, changed a lot of things.
Displaced came to complacency. I mean, they just got to the point where you know, they sent me $600, so hell, I'll retire. the mentality of some of this stuff is almost.
The number of people who quit their jobs every year right after they get their income tax refund still boggles my mind.
Really? People
absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely.
Really? Oh, I did not know that.
And the people that.
Oh, my goodness. That wouldn't even have occurred to me.
Yeah. And please wow. make sure I get the maximum refund. Why do you want the government to hold your money? They're not paying you.
It's your
interest.
Money. They're holding on to it all year. If you're not getting it in your paycheck every week and you end up with a huge refund, that just means you have let the United States government keep your money all year long and then make money off of it. You know, they drew interest off your money. And they're like, okay,
but
we'll give it back to
you.
Yeah, I wish I was better at figuring out that deduction so I could do it just right. I'd like to have it just kind of come out even. But it seems like I have to pay quite often.
Yeah, you can change it.
You can change it week after week. If you look at your paycheck and don't like it, you can go in and go, okay, I want to try something else. And you can literally, you know, manipulate it. I used to work in a large manufacturing plant, okay? 320-some men. Every October, the amount, and this is when we had no system for them to change it on their own. They had to come to me and give me a new withholding form. But every October, they would come in and claim 99 deductions for the rest of the year. So they had no more taxes taken out of their check.
Mm-hmm.
This is, mind you, before the IRS changed the deduction rules and when you could still kind of get away with that. But they would claim 99 deductions or something ridiculous. So they had no more federal income tax taken out of their check. And then they would use that October, November, December checks to pay for their Christmas.
Okay.
They'd use that extra money. That was their Christmas money.
Mm-hmm.
And then January 1st, they would go back to their normal withholding until October comes around again.
Interesting.
You can't really do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It won't work. And I haven't seen much of that, you know, since the changes. But there are things you can do. You know, the goal is to make you break even. That's their absolute goal. They don't want anybody to have to pay. They don't want anybody to owe. Or they don't want to give any money back, excuse me. But I tell people all the time, there are legitimate ways that you can reduce your taxable income and it still benefit you. Number one on the list is a 401k. And we provide a multi-employer plan to our clients that they can join into at no charge. Top of the line investment company. They're amazing to work with. So we can offer that to your employees with or without a match. We can structure it to meet your business needs. Also, flexible spending plans are the number of people who don't understand or utilize those plans absolutely blows my mind. Okay.
I think there's a lack of education or information about it.
That's weird.
Because all of a sudden they
education.
Appeared, and I didn't. I remember when I said, "What is that?" I had no idea. I'd never heard of it before.
A small business operator brings a new employee in and sits them down and says, "Okay, here's what your job description is going to be. Here's what I want you to do." And then the employee looks at the employer and says, "Well, okay, what kind of benefits do you have?" And that's when you get the, that's
what are
much
those? What are you looking for?
That's the response.
Yeah.
So instead of that, if they were partner up with us, they just then could look at the employee and go, call Stacy.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and still we have people take out FSAs and don't understand. I called several employees this year and I was like, hey, you had a $3,000 deducted in flexible savings. Our plan year is over, and you've not spent a dime of it. Like, what have you done?
So explain how it works.
If
we have a few minutes to do it.
And there's a difference between HSAs and FSAs.
Yes, okay, we'll do FSAs right quick. Okay. FSAs are pre-tax dollars that are set aside for medical approved expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can use them for your co-pays, prescriptions, certain over-the-counter items.
And that money's taken out of your paycheck.
Yes.
Okay.
When you do your first election, if you elect $1,000, on the day you make that election, you have that full $1,000 to spend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We use cards. They're like a debit card, and that money is loaded on your debit card, okay? So our plan year starts 4-1. If you elect $1,000 on 4-1, you've got $1,000 to spend. And then you pay that $1,000 back in equal installments over the next year out of your paycheck. That's not a significant amount per paycheck at all.
Right.
So you get to pay it back over the course of the year, but you get all that money front-loaded to you.
Which is great, especially in case of emergency.
I have used every dime of mine this year, and our plan does not reset until 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm done because I had to have a lot of testing this year. You know, our copay for testing is like $300. So every time I had a copay, I'm like, here you go. I didn't have to come up with that $300 right that moment. I had it on my card to use, and then I just pay it back. It's not, there's no interest, there's no charge, there's no fees for doing it. It just helps you set aside some extra money pre-tax, lowers that taxable income, and then gives you that money to spend on your medical expenses throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. It's an absolute wonderful option. HSAs are a little different. That's with the high deductible plans. With those, You don't get it all preloaded. You only get it as you pay into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be tied to a health plan.
I see.
An FSA you can utilize whether you have a health plan or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like if, you know, Chip doesn't have our insurance at work, but he can still get an FSA to use for his co-pays and things like that. It doesn't matter. At the end of the year, you can spend it on, if you've got money left, you can spend it on Band-Aids, cough medicine, there's a lot of over-the-counter items. Amazon has a full FSA store.
Oh, wow.
That you can go shop in that's FSA-approved items, you know, wraps for your knees and elbows and all that good stuff is available. So it's a very underutilized resource that more people need to look into.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you for that explanation. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our experts from Avalon HR. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. So the big news, I guess, is the September 30th minimum wage change.
Yes, it is.
Stacy's face.
Well, you know,
lot of employers, I hope they know. I mean, I'm assuming they're getting notices and that kind of thing. I mean,
it puts everybody, you know, once you go up a dollar, everybody you already had, let's say you've got somebody now making $14 an hour, okay, and you've got people making $13 an hour. Well, come September 30th, all those 13 people go to 14. What do you do with your 14 people?
Mm.
Do you go ahead and move them up a dollar too?
Good question. Deadly silence here.
Well, no, I mean, it's a good question because... Mm-hmm.
It's not always financially feasible.
Right.
I mean...
Right.
Well, we'll just go up on the cost. Well, that's why you're paying $19 for a cheeseburger.
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. No. I mean, that's really what it's all about. Everybody wants to make more money. And I get that. Believe me, I get that. What comes around in that vicious circle is that somebody's going to pay for that. And ultimately, that person that just got the raise is the one that's going to pay for it. Because now everything, they go, well, wait a minute, I just got a raise, but everything else went up too. Well, what were you thinking was going to happen?
Well, and then your employees that were being paid a little bit more are going, well, you know, where's my value? They got a dollar for...
So they're a little resentful now.
A little bit.
I hadn't thought of that, yeah.
You know, it can cause some issues. So it's a really weird process we go through every year. And, you know, fortunately, our computer system is set up to catch all of those anomalies like that. And we have some owners that do not pay themselves minimum wage. They don't have to. Okay, that's fine. Like if you're an owner and, you know, a lot of them, that's how they do pay their employees extra. You know, people out here are like, oh, these business owners are rolling it. No, they're paying themselves $10 an hour so they can cover everyone else's costs. That's not always the case.
Right.
And we have a bunch of owners that don't pay themselves anywhere close to minimum wage so they can make it out the best for their employees. Now, I'm sure it probably works out for them, you know, in business revenue and things like that, but for payroll purposes.
Mm-hmm.
We see it all the time because, you know, the first time I caught that and didn't realize it was an owner, I almost had a stroke.
Gosh.
And I was like, why are we paying somebody? It was literally like $7.50 an hour. And I'm like, well, wait. And like, oh, no, that's an owner. He chose that. And business owners can choose to do that.
Yeah, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit different rules. But, you know, being with Avalon, we can keep you safe on those rules because that's what we look at all day. That's what we do. You know, I'm in training more often than I would like. Training is not my thing. I'm more of a hands-on action talk person.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time sitting still. And I go to, I don't know, probably 200 to 300 training hours a year.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot, but it's absolutely necessary to keep up with the changes and things like that.
One of the things, and you've mentioned before too, is that you have clients outside of this state.
Absolutely.
And so that also gives you a bigger perspective of what's happening nationally, but the different state laws can affect payroll
different
and everything
leaves
else
on
too.
Final paycheck.
Yeah, we've got clients in we got clients in California.
Right.
We've got clients in Nevada,
North Carolina,
Las Vegas, North Carolina,
Georgia, Texas.
Yeah,
so keeping track of all of that.
Idaho.
Talk about being informed about the laws.
Yeah, because every state's different.
Right.
You know.
But, you know, if you have any questions, give us a call at 850-475-1555. Stop by and see us.
Stop by and see us. 100 South Pace Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida.
Is a consultation free or is there a fee for
that? Absolutely.
Absolutely free.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning. We had Chip Wood and Stacey Orne here with Avalon HR. That phone number and website again, one more time.
850-475-1555 or drop by and see us at 100 South Pace Boulevard. Here in beautiful Pensacola, Florida.
There you go. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.